Okay, so this video, I've been putting a lot of thought into my experiences with dating younger and older women. When I say younger women, I mean usually between the ages of probably 20 to 25, and then older women, I would say probably about between, I say from 30 and up. Because I see, because the 25 to 30 range, I really wouldn't class that as younger or older. There, the 25 to 30 range to me is kind of more of like that range where the women are figuring out that this isn't what they, but they're figuring out that, okay, I need to tap out and try to get a family and blah, blah, blah. So like these women are far more fake in all their actions. And now that I think about it, I would say probably from 25 to 35. I would say 25 to 35 is that mid range, that is really its own category. And I probably want to make another video for that. Like I said, like for these videos I make these like the primary goal reason why I make these is for guys who just don't know these things. Like how I was when I was 19. I just didn't know any of this. Nobody ever taught me. Okay, so anyway. Younger women being, I say 20 to 25. I say 25 and let's just say 25 and down, younger one, because you might be in high school, whoever may be watching this, and this still applies to all those girls too. So I say 25 and on down are the younger women, and I say 35 and up are the older women. Okay. And now the pluses and negatives to both sides. Both sides have pluses and negatives, I would say, from my experiences. And I'll start with the younger groups of women. The younger groups of women. They're usually far more difficult to get anything done with, unless they just genuinely like, unless she is like crazy about you and genuinely likes you type of thing, you're gonna have a much harder time getting anything done, getting anything verbally across, getting any, you're gonna have a much harder time with 25 and under, because the reality of it is they're just stupid, okay? They don't know when they're 25 or younger. They're so far, a lot of them are so far trained in waiting for a man to come approach them that they don't know. The 25 and younger group does not know how to formulate sentences out of what they want. Because you got to remember, a woman's primary goal is to please you, a man, okay, and then other people. But primarily, a woman's goal is to please. Now, that also fits into how women don't, in those ages would be far more difficult to speak with and get anything across, because see, a woman is so horrifically terrified in being wrong and not fitting in with a pack, and and just messing up and offending people. Women are so horrifically terrified of doing that with men that they just clam up and just shut themselves off from the entire world. This is what they do, okay? It's nothing. I wouldn't say it's anything really wrong about it. It's just women's nature. It's women's habits. It's women's culture. This is what they do. A woman's whole worth and value at the core foundation is to please others, you see? But when they're so young, they're so afraid to please. I say 25 and younger, they're so afraid that they may say something that rubs the pack the wrong way, or rubs this man who has a connection with the pack the wrong way, that she may mess it up to the point she's so afraid of that most women, they just won't talk to anybody and wait for a man to come talk to them. And they'll hype themselves up in their women groups and all, say, if a man really likes you, he'll come and talk to you. See, that's a woman's way of saying, look, we accept that we're too scared, we're gonna fuck it up, so we're gonna wait for a guy to come and approach us. You see what I'm saying? So the negatives of the younger groups of women is that it's going to be much more difficult to speak to them. It's going to be much more difficult to keep, see, because the reality, because women are also interested in mystery, in a man who's like mysterious and he's like kind of goes off on his own. They're naturally interested in these men. So what I find is ha that happened from my past and my experiences. Is that, see, this is another realm where it's difficult to keep 25 and under like interested, because okay, because in the first instance you have to initiate it, right? But in the second instance you have to initiate it, but then still remain mysterious while you're communicating with her. But then also you can't communicate with her too often, because then that shows her that you must not be valuable if she's the only thing that you're paying as much attention to. You see, so there's a lot more things you have to juggle with 25 and under to keep them interested. But now on the plus side of 25 and under, these women can still biologically, they're still biologically ready to genuinely love you. So if you make it through all the BS of her, you know, all the BS you deal with 25 and younger, if you're lucky enough to maneuver through that minefield, luckily enough, with that 25 and under, that 25 and under still has a biological capabilities to devote her life to you. You see what I'm saying? Like the 25 and under, they can still love you. They still want to have a family with you. They want to have your babies. Like these women will genuinely shed tears for you, usually when they're 25 and younger. They're not biologically. There are situations like, you know, single mothers, blah, blah. But if she, like, she's a 25 and younger, no kids, never married, these women are not damaged or broken yet. So they can legitimately love you. You know, they can stay still legitimately, have the capability to legitimately care for you and want to marry you and want to have your babies and want to be your wife and will set up reservations for you and her. And you see what I'm saying? They still have. So that's the plus. So like I said, it all evens out the end. So with the youngers, just a brief review, they're far more difficult to talk to. They're far more difficult to keep interested. They're far more difficult to entertain. But if you make it through that minefield, there's a great chance that if you can make it through that minefield successfully, there's a great chance, and you keep up the mysteriousness, you know, there's gotta be something mysterious about you. You know, if you can keep up all that, then there's a great chance that that woman will never let you go. Okay. Cause I had one, she ended up dying of a heart attack though, but I had one like that. I had a few of them like that. Now I think about it, but the one I'm thinking about, who I genuinely like equally back and on the same way, I was like 26, 27 and she was 20. And yeah, even when I got mad at her, kicked to the curb, told everybody, you know, don't talk to her because she's just trying to get me to talk, she that woman will not let you go. See, that is married. That is a marriage material woman who goes out of her way to not let you go in a healthy way. Okay. I'm not talking like a woman who's like stalking you and, you know, like showing up at your backyard at, you know, 3 a.m. stuff like that. That's crazy. But I mean, like a woman who's doing like within sane, it's like a sane, what's the word I'm looking for? Attraction, for lack of better words. There's a sane devotion. Okay. To you. That is a woman who you would probably want to have kids with. If she's doing that for you, then you'd want to have kids with her. As long as she's sane about it, you know, that's like, you know, possible mother material, blah, blah. Now let's talk about the older women. Oh, okay. Okay. And another bad part about younger women is usually they're not going to be good at sex. Okay. Because since they're younger, they're more beautiful. They're used to just laying on their back with their tight, fresh tits and tight, you know, tight, skinny waist and, you know, perfectly voluptuous body, you know, for perfectly, not voluptuous, but what's the word I'm looking for? Perfectly plump body. And they could just sit there and just take cock, you know? So they're not used to having to do anything extra sexually to get your attention or extra, you know, all you gotta do is just be them and just sit there. So usually sex with 25 and youngers is usually much worse. You're usually only getting off on the fact that she's got a younger, tighter, innocent body. From my experiences with dealing with women under 25, that was usually the case. Now, the one who died of the heart attack, she had an amazing fucking body, like easily better than a lot of porn. Well, now a lot of porn stars are getting ass injections, so I can't say now. But at the time, she was way better than any porn. This was I'm 33 now, so this was 6-7 years ago. Oh, wait, her body was unbelievable, man. Like, well, okay. Anyway, so okay. Another review. Younger women usually worse at sex. In reality, usually worse at sex. Worse at sex. More difficult to talk to. You got to deal with more BS just in general, and you got to juggle the mysterious yet initiating phases of them. But like I said, on the other end, if you make it through that, you have a woman who's devoted to you forever. You have a woman who's devoted to you. If you can make it through that and you get in her head, she's forever devoted to you. Now, with the older women, now older women will be the best fucks you ever had. They'll welcome you in the door like you're a pearl, like you're a king. Because like the I say 35 and older, see, they've had time to learn what men like and learn how to manipulate men to get more attention. Because like I said, see, women, it's not really about sex with women. It's about getting the attention for women. Like, it's about what can she do to get, you know, to get more guys' attention, because she's not young and hot anymore. So they've learned all the little manipulation tactics to try to trap a man. So with these women, you're gonna have much better sex with these women. You're never gonna go hungry with these women, unless she's just a complete moron. She's always going to be in a good mood when you come around. She's always going to know how to talk to you. Well, at least in the beginning stages, until you get too close to her. When you're still like just that boyfriend who comes around and just have sex with her and leaves. Oh, she'll be the best girlfriend you can ever dream of. If you're just if you're just hovering around as that boyfriend who just like pretty much strictly comes around there like once or twice a month or something like that, fucks her and leaves. She'll be the best girlfriend you can imagine. But by far the best, as long as you keep that distance in it with her. She'll be the best sex. She'll have food for you. She'll clean. She'll cook. She'll smile all the time. She'll always be in a good mood. All that. See, because they learned these manipulation tactics over relatively about the last 25. Like the last, if they're 35, over the last 20 years, they've had at least 20 years of education and how to manipulate men to get more attention. And, so they're going to be better at these things. Now, the bad part is with these women, pretty much ends after being that hovering boyfriend that comes around twice a month. It pretty much stops after that. Any benefit for you is over. There is no more benefit after that for these women. After you get anywhere a little bit past coming around and fucking her two times, once or twice a month. Once you get a little bit deeper in our relationship, there you quickly see why she's single at 35 and up. Unless her spouse died or something like that. Unless her spouse died in war, or had cancer, or caught tuberculosis or something like that. You within, I say a week, you'll see why she was single if you go deeper into a relationship with her. Because see, one, these women are completely damaged, okay? Pretty much after a woman hits 25 years old, on average, I'd say, they're just damaged. They are damaged, okay? It's just the reality. They've lost their whole biological ability to genuinely love a man for the man. They've lost it. They have, after 25, it is completely gone. After 25, a woman's brain will then kick into, I need to speed rush a family and speed rush a perfect life in 15 seconds because I fucked up for the last 15 years with men. and it's just like, I need to speed rush. I'm always on, they're always on a clock to get something done. And then usually by 35, usually between 25 and 35, they will have found some guy to pump them with a baby, right? It's usually some pushover beta pump dude who's just happy to get attention from a woman. She'll usually get him to pump her up with a few babies. That way she can at least show to her friends that she made that status of being married or having a baby with a man. And usually from what I've seen with women who hook up, who do this between the age of 25 and 35, they're usually married and divorced in a handful of years. They can't keep a man because their whole primary goal at this point was to get baby. And in order to get baby, you need man. So the man is kind of like a side plus and, showing her friends that, she'd get a man, blah, blah, blah. And then usually by 35, they're often divorced again and they're alone because they'll never be able to keep a man for the rest of their lives. And this is genuinely where, and then 35 and up is where it clicks in. I need to be a decent person to get anybody's attention now. And then see, and this is where I go, this is where I picked up with the older women. When they gotta go, ding, I need to be a decent person again. See, that's when they know how to be good at sex. They know how to cook food for you. They know how to be nice to you. They know how to do all these things that will benefit you. But like I said, the negatives is these women can never truly love you. A woman pretty much loses her biological ability to love a man after around 25 years old. After 25 years old, she cannot, a woman cannot cannot genuinely love a man because of who and what that man is. She can't do it. I don't care what Oprah will tell you. I don't care what those dumb bitches on. What's not The View, but what's the one with the sister girls on? Those washed up tramps. I don't care what they tell you. Look. A woman loses all capabilities to love a man for exactly who and what that man is consistently, day in and day out, for months and years at a time. She loses that after 25. She can't. It's just not there. It's gone. And I should do a video on why that happens, because I just came up with a huge like, you know, like pages of things to run down. But I'm already at 16 minutes now. But so yeah, that woman can never love you. More than likely, if you have a kid with her, you're not gonna last long with her. You probably won't even marry her. So you're gonna end up on child support. she's usually gonna be a financial. Either she's a financial wreck, or she's really looking for a man who's financially better off than she is. So you're not gonna make it. There are absolutely no benefits in staying with a woman over 35 for long term. There are none. There are none for you. There are benefits for her because she gets, you know, house labor, yard labor. she gets all that, you know, because she's a woman. Okay, she's going to get it. But for you, there's no benefit. There is no benefit for you to hang around a 35 and up. I say 25 and up. There's no benefit for you to hang around that too long. And like I said, when you go on Tinder or anything, Tinder, all them dating apps, it's filled with women in 25 and up. It's filled with them because see, at those ages, they're looking for one of the two things. From 25 and up, they're looking for a boost in their status amongst their girlfriends, or looking for somebody to pump them with a baby. And to try to show that she can try to speed rush this perfect life in 15 seconds. That's all. Because see, when you go on Tinder, go on there and try hollering at a girl who's like 18 to 25. You can't even get them to respond back half the time because they ain't on there. They probably just made the account just to, you know, because they was bored and want to talk to somebody, and they don't even check it. You know what I'm saying? Or if they do, like, they're really only gonna go after like the top of the men. And if it's not that, then she really ain't, you know what I'm saying? She really ain't trying to mess with it. Because I have a whole nother theory on that. It's not because of the actual quality of the man, but it's because women will only take lead to go after what they want if it's something that is like they super duper duper want. But if they just like kind of want you, they're not going to initiate first. You see, so but that's a whole nother topic to go on. But that's what internet dating does with women. With women, if they don't super duper duper want you, then they're not gonna. They're really not gonna go first after you. I mean, there are situations and exceptions, but you know, usually there's an explanation behind. Like it was like close to Christmas time or close to Valentine's Day or something like that. But the older women, there is no win. Like I said, the only win in a relationship for you getting involved with a woman over 25 and 26, the only true benefit for you, and I mean true benefit for you, not counting like let's say you do have a baby with her when and you know now you got this son and you love I get that, like you love your boy, so that can be a win. I can say that can possibly be a win. But when I mean like okay, like in the overall scheme of dealing with women over 25, there is not much win in it for you. Like I said, other than the fact that you do have this, you know, you have this little smaller version of you that, you know, has your characteristics and, you know, looks like you. You remember being, you know, like that. It is cute and it's fun to have, and they're there, and they will be yours forever. That is a plus. But everything else, I'm telling you, everything else is just not work. Everything else you're going to have to deal with. And that's if she's a single. That's if she didn't have any babies. If she was a single mother, that's even worse for you. It's even worse. Women over 25, every man should look at a single woman over 25 as pretty much a sex toy. And possibly, you know, a place to spend a night if they get, you know, evicted or something like that. I'm telling you, anything too far past that, and your quality of life will plummet. It will plummet. Trust me on this. If you get with too many women, I say the average of 25. Some of them, you know, there's, you know, different anomalies. It may last till 26, 27. I say definitely by 30. If you hook up with that and you legit sit down with that, like, your quality of life is going to plummet, and it's going to plummet hard, and it's going to plummet relatively quick in most cases. There's that other handful of women who, like, they just want, like I said, they're trying to speed rush a perfect life. Now, some women, they can speed rush a perfect life, and they can legit live up to the role and sit with a man. I've seen that happen. Like, they can legitimately, you know, try to get that perfect life in 15 seconds, and they fall into it, and they can mesh with it, and they can, you know, that they can live up to that role in life, and that's just it. Some women, not many, some can. And in my experiences, it's not worth the risk of it. It's worth the risk for the woman, because the woman's gonna win. Okay, she's gonna get what she wants. Okay, she's gonna win. For a typical guy who's gonna put up with a woman who's just that old anyway. See, that woman knows that must be a pushover guy. Something must be wrong with him if he's going to deal with her being what she is. See, women, they always know their place in a dating market. A lot of times, they really truly know their place. Sometimes they just try to pretend they don't, because that's a whole other topic. But yeah, those are my differences in them. Just like, so if you're like an 18, 19 year old guy and you're hooking up like a 35 year old woman, or just an older woman in general, man, I would like, because when I was 19, my first legit girlfriend was, I think she was 25. And it was pretty much everything I'm saying now. Those women usually can never, they can never keep a man. They can't. They're just, they're truly defective women. That's just it. And the one I'm thinking of now, she is just big as a house. I was 19, she was 20. So if I'm 33, so yeah, she's 39 now. Yeah, because her sister was a year older than her. Because her sister's 40. So yeah, she's 39 now, and just big as a house. She used to be a stripper. I was 19, man, I didn't know, but she used to be a stripper, and that was a whole other story. She like legit. I mean, like, she chased me down, and I was scared to even talk to her. She was just beautiful. I was like scared to death to talk to her. But yeah, now she's just gross, just disgusting. No man wants to stay around her like at all. You know, she's just pathetic. Like it's a sad thing. It's just really a sad woman to just watch. And a lot of them turn into that. That's just the reality of it. Because like I said before, like in Blade Runner, like with women's lifespans, it's gonna burn twice as bright. When they're in their prime, their life is going to burn twice as bright, but it's only going to last maybe half as long at best. And then after that, it's just a dark existence for the rest of their life. Which, yeah. I'm feeling better now. So I think this video made a little more sense, because I think the last two videos, I would just kind of ramble for real, and I was still a little sick. So I don't think I even made much sense in my last couple of videos for the great supporters that I'm very happy to have. I apologize for the last two videos, because I feel like I was still a bit sick, man. I was like rambling. I'm still rambling now, so I need to get off. I'm going to shut my ass up.